Welcome to Game Preview. The Falcons return home this Sunday and take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, an important division matchup. This time against the Bucs, they won't be seeing Jameis Winston as he's out with a shoulder injury, so they'll see Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. And the Bucs are 2-0 with him under center. They're getting it done with him. He's doing a good job getting the ball out fast. What do you think is making the Bucs so much better with Ryan Fitzpatrick in the lineup?
It's Fitzmagic. No, I mean, really, this guy has done a great job of coming in wherever he's been, whether it's been in Buffalo, whether it's been in New York, Texas, and now here with the Tampa Bay Bucs. His ability to come in and kind of calm things down. Veteran player. He understands the timing of the offense. Dirk Koetter wants that ball to come out on time. The quick game, coming out quickly. The ball's thrown in the intermediate area. Those receivers are expecting the ball to come out on time, and they're getting that. So I think that that's the thing that he brings the most, is the feeling that you're having success. If I'm an offensive lineman and my quarterback's not laying on the ground behind me, then that's a positive day for me. And because he's getting the ball on time, that's happening. So two really good road wins, and I think Fitzpatrick is making that happen.
Yeah, and Coach Quinn and Marquand Manuel both said that against Fitzpatrick, because he gets the ball out so fast that it makes it more difficult to rush the passer. And Marquand Manuel said that you can't allow yards after catch. And we know with their receivers, they're definitely capable of doing that. But I think this is a favorable matchup for the Falcons, because I think the Falcons have the speed in the secondary to match those receivers, with Robert Alford likely to see some time on DeSean Jackson, Desmond Trufant likely to see some time on Mike Evans. I think it's an intriguing matchup, and I think it's one where the Falcons really have the upper hand.
Yeah, and a part of that matchup that you're talking about, Kelsey, would be the matchup with their tight ends. Their two tight ends, O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate, have caught 8 touchdown passes on the year. So you're going to talk about Keanu Neal, and we're talking about Devondre Campbell probably drawing some of those assignments in man coverage. So another interesting part of the matchup you're talking about.
We just talked about Tampa's offense with Ryan Fitzpatrick running the show. But Tampa's also got some playmakers on defense, especially at linebacker.
Absolutely. I think two of the better linebackers. We say that every week, don't we? I mean, there's some great players in this league. But these two guys, Quan Alexander and Lavonte David, are outstanding, aggressive linebackers. I think Lavonte David, if you look at his numbers, he's one of the top guys for tackles for loss in his career. He likes to camp out in your backfield. Quan Alexander's been a nightmare. He had 17 tackles in this game a year ago, the first game of the season for Tampa Bay against Atlanta. So two aggressive linebackers. What do you do with aggressive linebackers? Show them run game, let them charge downhill, and then throw in behind them. I think you could really hurt Tampa with some play action on early downs to take advantage of the aggressiveness of these two really good linebackers.
We saw how well play action worked against those Seattle Seahawks on Monday night, so I definitely agree with you. I also think you got to account for Gerald McCoy. He is a beast in the middle of the field. Coach Quinn talked about how fast his get-off is. He's a beast. And in the past two games, you talk about them starting to turn the page. He's had 3 sacks in the past 2 games, so he's certainly lighting it up.
And you'd like to think that, just like you're talking about turning the page for Tampa, hopefully we've turned the page offensively as well. You're looking at this offensive line playing at a better level, get that run game going. But I like that play action, and watch out for the beast Kelsey's talking about. McCoy is a monster.
Arch, when we looked at the schedule in week one, we circled this game as where it really all begins for the Falcons in terms of 5 of their 6 division games start on Sunday at home. Sets up perfectly for you if you're able to take care of your business at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah, I think you and I have been talking about it, Kels, for a while now. We've been kind of biding our time to get to this moment. 5 of the last 6, as you mentioned, in division. It's almost like finally we can determine our own
destiny. Yeah, I am so ready.
Yeah, I mean, it's been time to get to these games, and credit the league. This is what the league wanted. They wanted it loaded in the back end, so everybody's playing the divisional game. Certainly in this division, that's the way it is. This is a huge game. Teams talk about and coaches talk about, they count for a game and a half, whatever it is. We're finally here. Tampa comes to town. Now you can begin to determine and shape what you're going to look like at the end of the year.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, Arch. Sunday, it's going to be a good one. We can't wait to be back in Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday for some Falcons football. That's it for us on Game Preview. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.